Good morning, this is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Monday the 3rd of June. In the United States, Federal Reserve President Kashkari has advocated a significant tightening of central bank policy by keeping nominal rates on hold even as inflation continues to fall. The resulting rise in real interest rates would likely hit the lower income groups hardest. It is perhaps fortunate that Kashkari does not have a vote on the FOMC this year. The argument is based on the need to keep inflation expectations anchored, but that's a fairly meaningless statement of itself. Consumer inflation expectations are wrong and tied to short-term changes in the prices of food and fuel. Consumer inflation expectations only matter if they change consumer behaviour. And when talking about inflation expectations in this context, what is really meant is keeping wage increases within reasonable ranges. Nominal wage growth in the States is now slowing, and there should be some catch-up in real wage growth after so prolonged a period of real wage losses. The actions of labour markets dispute Kashkari's concerns. The European Central Bank meets this week and the Fed next week. Both economies now have the same inflation rate on a like-for-like basis, and indeed since the pandemic, the change in price levels in total has been about the same. The US perhaps a little bit more, reflecting President Trump's more generous fiscal stimulus, and President Biden then topping that up. The difference between the two is perhaps the extent to which inflation has been politicized in the United States. In Europe, the rise in inflation has prompted demands for subsidies and calls for inquiries into profit-led inflation, but there is a general acceptance that the central bank is responsible for controlling prices, even if in this instance there is relatively little that a central bank could do, at least in the short term. In the politically polarized environment of the States, there is almost a belief that President Biden is wandering the aisles of Walmart and personally putting higher prices onto each item. The politicization of inflation has then politicized Fed policy. The elevated status of consumer price inflation in the mind of Fed Chair Powell and the frankly dangerous idea of data dependency pander to political whims, not to economic rationality. The narrative for central banks should be that they follow inflation lower. This has, in fact, been the narrative all year. Despite Kashkari's desire to pile ever more burdens onto the US economy, most central bankers appear to want to keep real interest rates more or less stable. What has been shifting is not the policy intention, but the timing and the extent of inflation slowdowns across different measures. The simplicity of the European Central Bank's focus on harmonised consumer price data does suggest that the ECB cuts rates this week. Because of Powell's politicised focus on consumer price inflation, that suggests a US rate cut has been delayed. The UK is a bit of a toying cost for this month, but a cut over the course of the summer does seem probable. The data calendar has little useful information today. There are assorted business sentiment surveys which don't merit investor attention. Japan published some weak first quarter corporate data, with capital spending being a lot more subdued. On the other hand, profit margins increased. There is a global trend towards more efficient use of existing capital stock. Who needs to build a new office building in this era of flexible working? Efficiency in investment can then result in either lower prices, or it can result in higher profits. Or, of course, it can result in a combination of the two. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.